Good morning, Skol Shanim Rabot, Chag Sameach. We began yesterday talking about Sefirat HaOmer. We addressed the issue about whether Sefirat HaOmer Bizman HaZeh, meaning in today's day and age, with the absence of a Beit HaMikdash, is still a mitzvah min HaTorah, or if it's only midrabbanan. Quite clearly, the Torah, we read it on the holiday from Parashat Emor, states clearly there's a mitzvah, once upon a time, min haTorah to count mehechil hamesh bakama. You used to, from the time that you began cutting those stalks in the fields, you used to begin counting the omer, and it culminated, or it rather finished, on Shavuot. That was the mitzvah bizman shebet hamikdash kayam. Does that still apply bizman hazeh? And as we mentioned, the vast majority of mefarshim, of rishonim, believe that bizman hazeh, it's only zechel hamikdash. It's even the lashon of the Gemara in Masech Menachot and Daf Samech Vav, that amemar mane yome vela mane shivu'eh amar zechel hamikdashu. It's only seemingly midrabanan. Harambam, however, in Perek Zayin of Hilchot Midim Musafim, stated clearly in Halacha Kaf Bet that even bizman hazeh, it's a mitzvah ta'aseh min haTorah. How he interprets that Gemara, how he interprets the Torah, needs to be a little bit shifted. We quoted from Sefer HaChinuch, we quoted from Harambam's words in the Moreh, where he makes it clear that the counting of the Omer's purpose was not only to count from one Korban to another Korban, but as well it was an anticipation of Shavuot, of Zman Matan Toratenu, a mitzvah which would apply even today. To state in different words, the fact that the Torah mentions from one Korban to another is not the reason for the mitzvah, as many of the Mefarshim would go, but it's rather a siman, it's a sign or symbol from this time to that time. As I mentioned yesterday, there are many ramifications of the halakha with regards to this mahloket. I'd like to address one potential one today, and that is the obligation or lack thereof of women in Sefirat HaOmer. Harambam, right there, in Perek Zayin, as we mentioned, in Filchot Midim Musafim, in Halakha Kaf Gimal, states that this mitzvah is applicable in Halakha Kaf Dalet, one more time. Mitzvah zo al kol ish mi Yisrael, ubechol makom ubechol zeman, ve nashim va'avadim p'turim mi Sefirat HaOmer. Rambam states quite clearly, women are exempt from Sefirat HaOmer. No surprise over there. It's a mitzvah ta'aseh she'azeman gerama. It's a positive time-bound mitzvah. And as such, makes sense. It stands to reason women would be exempt. In surprising words of Ramban Nachmani in his commentary to the Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin and Daf Lamed Daled, Ramban Nachmani points out that the Gemara doesn't give an exhaustive list there of the mitzvot ta'aseh she'azeman gerama, the positive time-bound mitzvah, and the positive non-time-bound mitzvot. And among the list of those which he states the Gemara left out, he says, for example, when it's a mitzvah ta'aseh she'en hazeman gerama, when it's not time-bound, the Gemara leaves out the following. It says, mora v'kibud, says the honor and the fear of parents, bikurim, hala, kisui hadam, reshit hagez, matanot, Sefirat HaOmer. Ramban Nachmani explicitly mentions in his list of mitzvot ta'aseh shelo hazeman gerama, positive mitzvot which are not time-bound, which means that women would be obligated in them, Sefirat HaOmer. It's interesting, it's hard to understand his logic, but what appears to emerge then is there's a mahloket, a dispute amongst the Rishonim with regards to women's obligation in Sefirat HaOmer. Harambam states unequivocally women are exempt. Why they exempt? Positive time-bound mitzvah. Ramban Nachmani curiously states it's not time-bound and women are therefore obligated. How do you explain, first and foremost, the opinion of Ramban Nachmani, and how do you in turn connect this, if it is connected to this larger mahloket, in the book Mikra'e Kodesh, Mikra'e Kodesh on Pesach Chelek Bet, that was written by Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank, who was the head rabbi, the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, known as a great gaon of 20th century lore. In Siman Samech Zayin, he initially cites from the commentary of Rabbi Perla to Sefer HaMitzvot, and he initially claims that Ramban Nachmani needs to be explained in the following fashion. He quotes from Turei Evin, which we cited a few weeks ago in Masechet Megillah and Daf Kaf, that when do we say something is positive time-bound to the extent that women are exempt? When the time is what's gorem, mitzvah ta'aseh she'hazeman gerama. It needs to be that the time is what's causing or bringing about this mitzvah. If it's something external, external or something else, that's not the time which is causing this mitzvah, but that's a reality which is causing this mitzvah. So, for example, Ture Evin is talking about in the context of bikurim. Are women obligated or exempt from bikurim? Bikurim means the first grown fruits of mine. Does that have a specific time that binds it? No, it's a reality. If the produce comes forth on this date this year, it'll be at that time. But the assumption is it's generally at another time. That's not the time which is causing it. And as such, the claim of Ture Evin is that women would be obligated. We mentioned this in the context of Birkat HaIlanot, where Chacham Ovadia Yosef mentioned these words of Ture Evin to obligate women in Birkat HaIlanot. In turn, when it comes to Sfirat HaOmer, is Sfirat HaOmer time bound? Does the Torah explicitly make clear to us that it means to be counted from this date until this date? Or does it alternatively say it has to do with the reality from the time that you cut and sacrifice Korban HaOmer until you finish that cutting and you bring forth Korban Sheteh HaLechem, which means to say it's not the time which is causing it, but a reality, a cutting, a sacrifice, a procedure, that's the obligation. So it means that the claim in turn is, it's a mitzvah ta'aseh shelo hazeman gerama. That's right. When you begin cutting and sacrificing, that's when I bring it. That's 100% correct. But it's not the time which is being gorim. It's the action or reality which is being gorim. Maybe that's the interpretation of Ramban. Nachmani argues, Rabbi Frank here in Mikra'e Kodesh, he says that's the mahlok between Ramban Nachmani and Harambam. He says for Ramban Nachmani, the mitzvah ta'aseh of Sfirat HaOmer bizman hazeh is only midrabbanan. The true chova, the true obligation of Sfirat HaOmer is talui, is dependent upon not the time period, but rather the havah korban, rather based upon when I used to harvest the field and bring forth this sacrifice. That in turn means that it's not positive time bound. Harambam, in contrast, who argued, if you recall, that Sfirat HaOmer bizman hazeh is still a mitzvah ta'aseh min haTorah. Clearly, the signs in the Torah are just symbols. The Torah says from one korban to the other. The Torah says at the time that you're harvesting your field, it's not that that time is what's gorim. Excuse me. It's not that the action is what's gorim. It's the time period. It's my counting until Ziman Matan Toratenu. It's a period of time which inherently has this mitzvah called Sfirat HaOmer. In short, that mahloket, that dispute between Harambam and the other Rishonim with regards to whether Sfirat HaOmer is binding Bizman Hazem min HaTorah or only Midrabanan might have bearings on our issue of women's obligation as well. If I'm to argue again that it's dependent upon the Korban, and as a result today we're just doing it to commemorate that, it means that what does cause this mitzvah? The bringing of the korban, just like the bikurim, just like the time when the trees are blossoming. That's not a positive time-bound mitzvah. If alternatively I argue like Harambam, it has nothing to do per se with the korban. The korban is a sign. You want to know when you begin it? Around that time, at the time when you brought that sacrifice. But why am I bringing it? Because I'm counting to Ziman Matan Toratena. There's specific dates, there's specific times during which I do it. It's a mitzvah ta'aseh shehazeman gerama. That's his argument. What does it mean lahalacha for us? Well, it means the following lahalacha for us. First and foremost, it should be mentioned that Rabbi Yosef Haim of Baghdad, that's Ben Ish Hai in his Rav Pe'alim Chelek Aleph, at the very end of it, he has a specific section which is known as Sod Yesharim. It's Musa's type of section. It's where he's posek halacha not based on traditional sources in terms of nigle, but rather based on nistar, based on mystical sources. In Siman Yodbet, in She'ela Yodbet, he quotes from Arizal and his understanding of it, that according to the Mekubalim, according to the Jewish mystics, not only are women exempt from Sfirat HaOmer, as Harambam wrote, but they should not be, not only no beracha, they should not be counting at all. For what reason? A mystical interpretation, which we won't address right now, I wish I understood it, but the claim is that women are exempt and should not be performing this mitzvah. That's how Ben Ish Hai goes on this matter. Interestingly, in Kafa Haim, Rabbi Yaakov Haim Sofer, in Siman Taf Petet, although Kafa Haim and Ben Ish Hai as well, generally speaking, say that women can make a beracha on a mitzvah ta'aseh she'azman gerama. They go against Shulchan Aruch in Siman Yod Zayin Tavkov Petet, that women should not be saying a mitzvah beracha on positive time bound mitzvot. Although he generally speaking states that they can and should when it comes to Sfirat HaOmer, he says a woman could count it, but she shouldn't make a beracha. He, as a matter of fact, suggests, let her hear it from a man, the beracha, and let her repeat after him. Mm-hmm. Which means to say that the Sephardi poskim quite clearly are posek lehalacha, either that women shouldn't be, or we're generally speaking, don't go that way. Chacham Ovadia Yosef in his Chazon Ovadia veers on the side of Kafa Hayim, that women can, they just shouldn't make a beracha, like general mitzvot aseh shazman gerama, positive time-bound mitzvot. What about Ashkenazi women? So there in Siman Taf Petet, Magen Abraham mentions that although women might be exempt, on this one, not only can they make a beracha, they accepted it as a chova. They accepted it at some point in time as an obligation, and as a result, it's binding as it is upon men. It's quite the chidush upon which many ask questions on it, and Mishnah Berurah himself states the following. Mishnah Berurah himself quotes the following. He says here that with regards to this halacha, he says, "V'katav b'sefer shulchan shelomo da'al kol panim lo yivarechu." Women shouldn't make a beracha. Deha bevada yit'u b'yom echad. V'gam al pirov enan yode'ot perush hamilot. Strangely, he quotes from this Sefer Mishnah Berurah, and he suffices with this. Women are going to make a mistake. They won't remember to follow through, and as a result, that's why they shouldn't make a beracha, even Ashkenaziot, because it'll end up being potentially a beracha levatala, because there's a hazakah, they're not going to follow through. In the Hagahot Ish Matzliach of the Yeshivat Kisei Rahamim, they ask, what do you mean they don't know the meaning to the words? You can say, as we'll discuss, Firata Omer in any language. Furthermore, Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky, Sheyihyeh, and many others point out that women today have a very high intellectual level. They've studied and been educated in ways sometimes greater than men. As a result, we don't have that fear that they're going to forget. So it means that Ashkenaziot, Ashkenazi women, are obligated in this as they are in any other mitzvot aseh shehazman gramam, which means they're not obligated. That's the way we generally say this. But they can say the beracha because it's like any other mitzvot aseh shehazman gramam, which women can make the beracha on against Mishnah Beruras. Sephardi women, an extreme approach is that of Ben Ish Hai, they shouldn't be making it. The middle approach, and that's with that will conclude, is Kafa Hayim, is Chacham Ovadia Yosef, that women can say Sefirata Omer, but they shouldn't say it with a beracha, even according to when the communities of Sfaradi women who make a beracha on positive time be'al mitzvot, when it comes to this one, they should not. And in short, in terms of the whole analysis we had, this whole issue might really trace its way back, as Mikra Ekodesh claims, to the initial fundamental machloket about whether it's a mitzvah ta'aseh shehazman gerama with regards to the time causing it. That would be Harambam's approach, that this is a mitzvah ta'aseh from the Torah. Or maybe it's the korban, maybe it's an external factor which causes it. That would be Ramban Nahmani's approach. But Sfaradi women, to say it, women in a sentence again, could and should say Sefirat HaOmer, but they should be doing so without a beracha. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.